receive your light. So when they're saying receive their light, your light, it's like literally already in our midst, already in our field. What we're learning to do is to sign on. It's sort of like to sign on, to report, to discover, to assert, to claim. But out of all of that, it's almost like to recognize it, to be aware of it, to discover it, to be involved in it. So anything where we just see it as our most precious possession, like we just can't have enough, we just need to have more. So anything where we keep looking its way, we're going to come upon our beauty, we're going to come upon our higher circumstance, we're going to come upon our true essence at last. So when I just said our true essence at last, I felt so free. I felt so free is what I felt. Like, oh my gosh, like the truth is going to be seen, it's going to be heard, it's going to be televised. It's, when we say televised, it's like energetically communicated. So it's sort of like the energy or the signaling is going to be strong. Like I wanted to say is going to be sent out, because that's all I was trying to explain. But the word that came through me was strong. So when it's sent out, it's like with a mighty surprise, it's with a mighty conversion, it's with a mighty stare. So when I say that stare, it's like your higher self staring at you, looking at you, winking at you, waiting for you to recognize it, waiting for you to demonstrate. And so you're demonstrating love's arrival. You're demonstrating like you're ready to understand, you're ready to include it, you're ready to support it. And so if you could just feel like, think of like the love of a cute little animal or a young child or whatever, like it's so unconditional, it's so devoted to you. And so when we're opening up our heart to this light, it's like there's nothing else in the world that matters. There's nothing else in the world that we want. There's nothing else in the world that can equal its display, because it's God, it's love, it's source itself. Like there's nothing more significant. There's nothing more essential. There's nothing more brilliant. There's nothing more needed, because if we're not following that light, if we're not following that clear love's admission, then we're just following the monkey mind. And the monkey mind doesn't know. The monkey mind can't know. So allow yourself to shine, meaning that like you're receiving that love's presentation, you're receiving God's glory, you're receiving the sunshine, you're receiving this light at last. And it's sort of like, how would I say this, like the more you break bread or the more you stay devoted, that is what's going to be shown, that's what's going to be seen, that's what's going to be televised, that's what's going to be here at last. So it's a little bit like Abraham, like what you focus on increases. So when you're increasing on the light, when you're increasing, it, like focusing on the light, focusing on your true nature, that's what is dispersed. In other words, it's like they're agreeing to it. Give them more, give them more, give them more at last. So align yourself in your heart light. And so that heart light is where we're going. It's so beyond anything that we've come upon before. So the more that we welcome it in, the more that we praise its very name, the more that we understand and register its very significance, that's all it needs for it to be ingested, for it to be invested, for it to be tried on, is really our care. In other words, our care, our interest, our dutiful nature, our awareness of it, our what would that be? Like deferment, like deferring to that highest placement, to that highest broadcast, to that highest signature scent. So as we allow our full broadcast, how would I say this? Like we unite with our destiny. And so we want to remember that our destiny is really so much more fantastic than any of us could ever imagine, because we're still using our mind to try to imagine. So we want to remember our eternal can't be impressioned. It can't be conceived of by the mind, because the mind is still lacking. It doesn't have that access. So again, I forget what I said, but basically, like, we don't even understand how good it's about to get, or where we're going, or what we're now interfacing with. So allow yourself to be seen at last. Again, you're being received by your higher self. You're committing to your higher self. And so the more that we honor that, the more that we support that, that becomes one and the same, where like all the new giftings, all the new happenings, all the new love's assurances are like, oh, how would I say that? It's almost like getting a care gift, and they're just amply supplied. So it's like put into your little gift. It's sort of like, oh, she may like a couple of cookies later, or a couple of doses of light later. So let me just tuck in some for her. So again, the more that we receive, the more that we delight, the more that we acknowledge, this is all that's needed for grace to come upon us most. And so we want that. We want grace, and we want the most grace that we're able to qualify for. So we don't want to be stingy about that. We really want to allow grace to be happening. We also want to remember that the more that we allow the light in for ourselves, we are doing that for the host of others. In other words, the more that we lighten up, the more that we hold that ray of sunshine, the more that we hold that frequency of higher significance, then we, of course, become that tuning fork to raise the bar for all. So the work that we're doing is incredibly important, incredibly significant, incredibly relevant. So when we receive, we receive on for the benefit of all. So this is going to be all of humanity, all sentient beings, all walk of life.